والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم فاعلم بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. On this Mubarak time on Friday and Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, time when du'as are accepted. May du'a to Allah Azza wa Jal for all of our good deeds, Ya Rabbal Alamin, to accept them, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to take care of all our needs in this life and the hereafter. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for Jannah al-Firdaus A'la with Habib Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The time of Friday is the time of sending durood and salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam receives our salawat and he receives in a very beautiful way. But the malaika, they send, they bring all the salat and salam to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's sent with our names and our father's names. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu remembers it and he responds to our salam. So it's a beautiful way, mashallah. And this is actually what I want to speak about today, very briefly, because today's not, I'm not completely the best health right now. Alhamdulillah, may Allah take me off the Arab. So having said that, I wanted to speak about durood, because this is in Surah Al-Ahzab. And it is, although it's not a direct dua in the Quran, it is a command in the Quran, and is one of the most important things you can do to make your dua accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. In fact, your dua won't go anywhere unless you send salat on the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to recognize, remind ourselves, a kalima is of two parts. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Is Muhammadur Rasulullah, there's none worthy worship but Allah, and the Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, is a very important part. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not send down his book without a teacher. Allah did not send down his deen without an instructor, someone to show you practically how to use it, how to follow it, how to take it and use it in your own daily life. This is Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's very important because why? Like we talked about, your kalima, half of him is Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your tashahud, half of it is Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your adhan is with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And your du'as are needed of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dhikr. We spoke quite in detail. The ayahs in Surah Al-Ahzab, I did this tafsir last year. I'm not going to do it again. I don't think I can even do it again. That was very, alhamdulillah, even myself, I felt very, that was a very enjoyable bayan, I won't lie. I enjoyed it so much, talking about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the value. Because what does Allah say about this? To introduce how much is the level and the esteem of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah and his angels send salat on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the first time Allah ever does that. He never says, oh, believers, I pray, so you pray. Oh, believers, I fast, so you fast. Allah never shares or participates in any amal. But Allah says, I send salat on the Prophet, you also send salat on the Prophet. How important is he to us? How much does he love us? Nabi, you have to remember, he had no male children to follow him. And so this was very difficult for the Prophet. His enemies used to make fun of him a lot because of it. They used to come to the Prophet and say, you're abtar. Abtar in Arabic means you're cut off. There's no one that's going to live after you. And they used to say such terrible things, offended, majnoon, mashoor, etc. You're a madman, you're possessed, etc., etc. And Allah then reveals Surah Al-Kawthar, saying, Inna atainaka al-Kawthar. We're giving you this abundant, beautiful river, right? It's called Kawthar, right? What is Kawthar, brothers and elders in Islam? It is the river where you get to meet Rasulullah. When people said that Nabi Sallallahu is cut off, you will come in like the children of Rasulullah in front of him. And this is the ayah of the Quran. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواج أمهاتهم. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that the Prophet is closer to the believers than themselves, and his wives are like the mothers of the believers. If the wives are the mothers of the believers, who is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then? He's the father. وهو أب لهم. In a Qira'ah it comes like that, that he's a father to them. In other words, you have to recognize your connection to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You're like his spiritual children. Could you ask for anything better, subhanAllah? On Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, you'll wake up on the Day of Judgment next to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He will take care of you like you take care of his own son, alayhi salatu salam. This is a beautiful thing. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah said that you don't have any physical children, yes, but your spiritual children are in the thousands and the millions and the billions, and you're going to see them on Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is how you're going to take this inheritance of Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam. Some people take the inheritance by becoming an alim of deen. Because the ulama, warasatul anbiya, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. So they take from the Prophet directly. They say, whatever his inheritance is, we take from it. What did the Prophet leave behind?
Ilm, knowledge. So they take from there. So the scholars are very, very valued because of that, because they're the inheritors of Rasulullah. Some people, subhanAllah, they follow the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad. They said, if my father does something, then I'm going to do the same thing that he did. That's the way I can honor him. So they follow the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad. And they don't leave the Sunnah of the Prophet. Man tamassak bi sunnati, inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru shaheed. Rasulullah said, whoever holds on to Sunnah, when the Ummah has gone to corruption and fasad, then he gets the reward of a martyr. I tell you, subhanAllah, this is a side point. Today, Juma, I was thinking about speaking about the 20 rakat tarawih because I see people that they don't pray 20 rakats, and it kind of pains my heart. I wondered why. SubhanAllah, may Allah make it easy for all of us. I know out of laziness, some people don't do, but some people legitimately think this is the sunnah of the Prophet, and that's kind of dangerous. Why is that the case? Because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he brought the people together, Yazid, Sayyidina Yazid, rahimahullah ta'ala says in the Muwatta Malik that the Umar radiallahu led made the made. The Qari lead them in 20 rakats and 3 rakats witr. He led them in 20 rakats, 3 rakats witr. Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah. Ibn Abi Shaybah is the book. Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah has a whole chapter dedicated to the rakat of Taraweeh. And in there, he brings narration upon narration from Ata, from Shutayr ibn Shakal, from Sayyidina, going back to Ali and Uthman and Umar radiallahu anhum about the prayer at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, at the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. They prayed 20 rakats Taraweeh, right? There's so many hadith on this topic. It's incredible when you read about the hadith, you don't have any doubt about it being 20 rakats, right? Even at the end, Musannaf ibn Shaybah, at the end of the chapter, he brings a hadith saying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed the 20 rakats with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It's a weak narration. We don't use it like that. But the point is that if the Ummah is doing 20 rakats, where do you think they learned it from? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala said it very beautifully. He said it to his students when they said that, how did Umar radiallahu anhu come up with this 20 rakats tarawih? Right? Because they asked him this way. Abu Hanifa got a little upset. He said, you think Umar radiallahu anhu came up with it by himself? La ilaha illallah. Some people say this. Some people today say this. May Allah forgive. They say, it was a bid'ah that Umar radiallahu anhu did. La hawla wa la quwwata billah. Ni'mat al-bid'ah tu hadhihi. What a great bid'ah he did. Subhanallah. And they bring a hadith about Aisha radhiyallahu anha that he prayed, the Prophet never prayed, inside, outside Ramadan, 8 rakats more. But that hadith is about the tahajjud. Every muhaddith in the book, I'm talking about Nasa'i, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, check it up. If you don't trust me, check it up. Nasa'i, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, Imam Muslim, the chapter headings from Nawawi, he brought the chapters, all of them put under tahajjud. Even Bukhari himself put the hadith under tahajjud. Yeah, what do people use it for? Taraweeh, but you're using it in the wrong place, right? May Allah give us understanding. Umar radin actually said it. He was actually, when he started to leave people with the 20 rakats, he said, this is a good prayer you guys are doing. 20 rakats, whatever. He said, but that the one that you're sleeping and you're missing that one is better than this one. Walladhi tanamu anhu khayru min alladhi sallaytum. He said the one that you're sleeping from, meaning the tahajjud, is better than the taraweeh. People don't understand. People, everyone, subhanAllah, they want to do i'tikaf, and they do i'tikaf with what? They say, what's the program for i'tikaf? What's the i'tikaf program? Right? What is the amal that we're going to do together? The joint amal. It's a joint amal. When is the ibadah being joint? SubhanAllah, I tell you, everyone's minds and mizaj have become so messed up. Allah forgive. Everyone's looking for, I tell you, Rafiq Sahab, and think, don't mind. I'm just, like, these kids are going for vibes. They come for Tarawih for vibes. Tarawih vibes, right? Oh, we vibing right now. We vibing. Bro, you could vibe. I can give you some good material, good stuff. You could vibe much better than you don't need ibadah to vibe. You need ibadah to love Allah Ta'ala. You do ibadah to worship Allah. We don't worship feeling. People just want to miss the boat. If you do group things, it's for encouragement and teaching. But in reality, look, your best ibadah is by yourself. You're going to cry harder than anyone by yourself. This is the thing, right? One person came up to Sheikh. I remember when I was with Sheikh Ahmad, they came up to Sheikh and said, Sheikh, I can't cry when we're in a group. He said, that's fine. You don't need to cry when you're in a group. He said, you cry by yourself? He said, yeah, I can cry by myself. He said, that's most important. That you know by yourself, you need to stand before Allah that you're going to cry. That's what it is. So, subhanAllah, what I wanted to mention was that the tahajjud is obviously more valuable than taraweeh. And subhanAllah, this is a sunnah of Rasulullah. You holding on to this in this time, when people are not adopting it and people are doing all this weird stuff, they're going towards calculation, non-zabiha, all this stuff. You're holding on to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarak Sunnah. I hope to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. This is my hope, that you and I, inshallah, can enter Jannah Firdaws with him. I tell you, subhanAllah. Now, on the day of judgment, there's going to be trillions of people. Okay? Bro, subhanAllah, one time I think I couldn't. If when you know the feeling when you lose your child, like you get a heart attack, like, oh my God, like where is he and everything like that. And then you're making dua, Allah to bring him back to you, right? It's terrifying. You guys haven't have the experience yet. May Allah never give you that experience. But on the day of judgment, subhanAllah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he'll be looking for us. He'll be searching for his ummatis, right? And the best way, inshallah, to find yourself close to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is how Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu said to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you, and I would love to be with you." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then send much salam on me, salat and salam on me, because the more salat and salam you send on me, the closer you will be next to me in the day of judgment." SubhanAllah. Now think about it. Allahu Akbar. People have come thousands of years before us, and people will continue to come. By your virtue of sending salat and salam on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can inshallah get close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Qiyamah. And then he will feed you from the Hawd al-Kawthar inshallah ta'ala. And then what happens in this world, one Sahabi came to Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, we love, we send, we do some of your salat and salam. We send some durood on you. And we also do some other dhikr." So he said about a time. He said about 1/4 of my dhikr is for you, Ya Rasulullah, and the rest is for Allah Ta'ala, like that. Obviously, everything's for Allah Azza wa Jal, but sending salat and salam is very specific. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told the man, he said, "This is good, but if you increase, it's better." And so then the man, he thought about it and he said that, "Ya Rasulullah, I will give 1/2 of my time to send durood upon you, and the rest of the time do regular dhikr." And he said, "This is good. You can do better." Then he said, "2/3, Ya Rasulullah." Right? Then 3/4, Ya Rasulullah. And then the man finally thought about it and realized. He said, "Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, all the time I have for dhikr, I'm going to give it to send salat and salam upon you." Nabi Sallallahu said, "Idan tukfa hammuk wa yughfara laka dhammuk." He said, "Oh, then all your worries and concerns of dunya will be taken care of. All your dunyawi concerns will be taken care of. And all your sins will be forgiven by sending salat and salam on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." What is the barakah of this? Why is it that so special? Another hadith of Rasulullah says, "Whoever sends one salat on him, Allah does send salat to you. You sent a prayer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala gives you 10 blessings because of it. From those 10 blessings, you get 10 good deeds, 10 extra statuses in Jannah, 10 sins forgiven." There are certain durood and salawat, right? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin ma huwa ahluhu. Something more or less to that effect. Allah does send salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he deserves. Ma huwa ahluhu. Right? The hadith of Tabarani, authentic hadith, says that you have exhausted the malaika for writing for 70 years. They're writing the good deeds for what you just said. Okay, there's so many durood and salawat. I can't even stress enough, but I need everyone to make a good habit here. Allah Ta'ala loves salat and salam. Why? Because you're talking about what Allah loves. You know, many times when we talk to Allah Ta'ala, we talk about our needs and our wants. And now, subhanAllah, you talk about Allah Ta'ala loves. Who does Allah Ta'ala love the most? Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when you say, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad," you're saying, "Allah, you send salat to Muhammad alayhi salatu salam." Allah Ta'ala loves that so much. He said, "You want to see what love I can give him? Look what love I'm going to give you." That's why certain mashayikh, when they recommend and prescribe dhikr, they just sometimes only give salat and salam. They say, "Just do salat and salam the whole day." One shaykh I was with, subhanAllah, he said, "From the time you enter your car to the time you exit your car, just make durood the whole time. Don't worry about anything else. Allah will take care of everything else." He said, "Sometimes you make durood by mentioning number 100, 200, 300. He said, "Sometimes you're going to durood just by, okay, from the time of entering the car to exiting the car, I'm going to send salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." You're going to see how much Allah Ta'ala will change your life because of the durood. How close you become to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your love for sunnah will increase. Your life will become better. You'll become a transformed individual. Because the more you talk about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you talk about something, the more you become like it. The more you talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you become like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my advice to everyone, inshallah ta'ala, you can send the easiest salat and salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. That is the shortest I can give you. I don't know anything else shorter. Okay. That doesn't really count as a salat and salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, you could say. Another one that I use. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. That's a little longer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ala Nabi. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Nabiyyina Muhammad. This is very short. Allahumma salli. Allah to send blessings wa sallim and send peace ala Nabiyyina on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very short one and it doesn't take very long to do. You can do that within, you can read 100 of them within a minute, right? That's the whole thing, right? To just get a habit of doing it. But my brothers, I was in Islam again, people, subhanAllah, and I mentioned this story quite a near and dear story to me. And the last thing, inshallah, I know I said I was gonna take it easy and I still spoke the same amount of times, subhanAllah. The brother, subhanAllah, had bipolar disorder. I remember, subhanAllah, very vividly. He comes up to me, he says, I take the medicine, it's not helping a lot." And I said, "Continue to take the medicine, but send salat on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Are you having a mental problem, subhanAllah, a mental breakdown? This is why the durood is here. Since Salat and the Prophet, so regularly he did it, and he said after a couple of months he didn't even need the medication anymore. Allah Ta'ala cures people through this beautiful Salat and Salam. I can give you stories upon stories. Allahu Akbar, what do you want, right? The Burda, right? The Burda, which is this beautiful poem written by the Shaykh, right? And also Sayyid Muhammad Busiri. When he wrote the Shaykh, when he wrote the poem, Nabi Sarsim came in his dream out of love of the poem. And he said, that Allah, and because why? Why did he write the poem? Because he became paralyzed. And so what happened? Rasulullah came in his dream and said, Allah will give you shifa because of the barakah of the poem that you wrote for my name, for me. And so subhanAllah, he woke up, he wasn't paralyzed anymore. So many stories, subhanAllah, what can I do, man? We don't even believe in half the stories I'm going to tell you. May Allah grant us afiyah and tawfiq, inshallah. Allah has his barakah of the salat and salam on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaki get shifa for our entire life, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Ya Rabbal Alameen, let us from the salat and salam enter Jannah Firdaws Al-A'la with Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.